short week for you guys, coming off a pretty emotional game on Monday night. But in that short of a week, how much you've been able to look at this Dolphins team on film, both from the running game and passing game, and what jumps out at you in terms of the biggest challenge for you guys?
Well, you know, we got to take a peek at it a little bit. You know, I played against Lamar Miller in college, and he's one of those guys. He's got speed, and you know, anytime you got speed, it makes somebody dangerous. So, you know, we got to look out for him. Mike Wallace has a ton of speed. You know, Hartline can make plays, and then I think Tannehill is, you know, somebody I trained with for the combine. He's a great guy. I think he puts the ball on target. So, you know, I watched him that whole time when I was down in Florida with him. Throw the ball around, throw guys routes, and he throws a good ball. And I think you know, they're a good team. They got some weapons on offense for sure.
Did you and Ryan get to know each other pretty well during that time? I mean, how did you guys bond, so to speak, during those workouts?
Oh, yeah. You know, we were down there for whatever it was, you know, 6 or 7 weeks. And, you know, pretty much around each other, you know, all day. He's a good guy. You know, he loves football. He works hard. And I think, you know, that's something that's kind of, you know, you respect about him is he had that foot coming out of, you know, college or whenever, I guess it was right when we started training for the combine, he had that foot injury, but, you know, he came back, you know, it didn't really set him back at all. He still was on top of everything, you know, ran well at his pro day. So he's a guy that works extremely hard.
From your perspective, you mentioned Lamar and you mentioned the wide receivers, but I'm sure you guys are going to take notice on film of Charles Clay and what he's doing at the tight end position. What can you say about the challenge that type of athlete at that position poses to a linebacker?
Oh yeah, he's one of those guys. He can kind of do whatever you want. You know, he lines up all over the place and he gets open. I think, you know, that's one of the things. Guys can be big and fast, but they can't run a good route or they can't get open. It doesn't matter. But he's, you know, he does a good job using his body. He can get in the spots. He can sit down in zone. He does a good job of a lot of that stuff. So, you know, in addition to those guys I talked about, you know, he's another weapon that they try to get the ball to.
How about just coming off that game Monday night? Now, obviously, you guys are on a hot streak now, six straight. What's the confidence level like in that locker room and in the huddle?
I just think you know we're playing well right now, and we've done a good job just playing team football. You know, all three phases have done a good job, and I think when you can get guys going, you know, they've been kicking the ball extremely well. Brad's doing a good job punting the ball, and it makes our job easier when he downs the ball. You know, inside the 20, inside the 10, I think if you can play well in three phases of football, you know, it leads to good things.
Be remiss if we didn't ask you this, but obviously the last play of your game on Monday night, quite a big spotlight on you trying to cover Gronkowski. How did you see that play, and what did you think when you first saw the flag?
Well, you know, my back was to, you know, my back was to Tom Brady, so, you know, I was trying to play his hands and his eyes, and his eyes got big, so I knew the ball was thrown. And, you know, after that, you know, everything, I saw the flag on the ground, and, you know, everything happened so fast after that. It was just, you know, I knew they picked it up, and, you know, I was happy that, it, you know, there was a no call on it.